This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're trying to save pennies on Jane Quaid.
I don't know if Quaid's the difference, but yeah.
All right, John. Thank you very much.
In this new day and age.
See you later. Right. Bye. I don't know that we disagreed as much as it sounded.
I guess the way that I would phrase it is, a truly elite quarterback, I think, makes up for so much more. A truly elite quarterback probably keeps you relevant and probably keeps you in a playoff picture. With that said, like, I do think you can have, if your roster's really good, you can have an average quarterback and be competitive.
I mean, it's silly to say the roster doesn't matter. That's silly.
No, just
look at, I'm not saying you did, but like, look at the Ravens this past year. They bolstered the roster. You know, their defense was hellacious. You know what I mean? Like, and they had somewhere in between quarterback, right? And so, of course, it makes a huge difference. Then you have all these quarterbacks that didn't win.
I mean, to me, it's simply a matter of this. Are you trying to be consistent and competitive? If that is the goal, I do not think the quarterback is as significant. But if you are attempting to win an elite
quarterback. But then does it mean, if Dak is your quarterback, you're just toast?
Well, you'd need it to be like a situation where your roster
is tremendous.
And he's hot. Like, in the end, is Nick Foles an all-time great?
No,
but he had –
Was it Steve DeBerg? Who was the Tampa quarterback? No.
Brad Johnson.
That's Brad Johnson. Yeah. That's sort of a different era, but still.
It's like the same thing with Trent Dilfer. Like,
NBA playoffs are underway. FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. And the weekend is bearing down upon us. No-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. So you just place the same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. You win, you win. That's great. If you don't win with your same-game parlay, you get bonus bets back. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. This is, by the way, for new users and existing users. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Chris Harrington, when we return, and then Sam Hardiman. We got a busy second hour. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Always free.
I mean, it's free to just turn on.
Always on your radio.
So I turn on 92.9 in the shop.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, I listen to 92.9 every day.
Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match 5 or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft mac and cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's soup, and more. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fill your spring with brilliant style at Sissy's Log Cabin. From the latest designer trends to one-of-a-kind pieces to exquisite diamonds, you'll find the jewelry you need for a stylish spring while enjoying the Sissy's promise of unmatched quality, service, and selection. Experience Sissy's for yourself when you stop by any of our six locations or shop online at sissyslogcabin.com. Create the style of your dreams only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shotners.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
When I die,
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Texas is as close as I've been.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this because I'm with you.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is the national anthem, at least the national anthem of the Republic of Texas. Texas, When I Die, Tanya Tucker, going out to the Dallas Mavericks.
So, Let's real quick, the 2 minute report came out on the Knicks Sixers game, and they did say that Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice.
I should have just done a 3-word 2 minute report. This was a mess. You know, let's just move on. We all saw that this was a mess. Messes happen. Let's move on. Nothing's going to happen. But yeah, it was a mess.
This was a mess. I didn't really. It addressed the timeout, and this is what it said.
Yeah, it was. Go ahead. It's very confusing. But yeah,
it says an attempt to call a timeout by Coach Nurse during this play is neither recognized nor granted by the officials, semicolon. The timeout request is simultaneous to Hart making contact with the ball and Philadelphia not having possession. So it sounds like they're rejecting that he should have gotten the timeout because they didn't have possession, right? So they're
I think that's defensible. I also think, to me, like, again, you can't freeze frame this stuff. It's happening in real time. So right. I have no objection to them to Philadelphia not getting the timeout. But I do think, from my perspective of a let's slow this down and watch it closely in a way the referee can't, I would have given them a timeout in that moment. Not on the inbounds, but on Maxey going to the floor.
On Maxey going to the floor, right. He and in the end, there is a certain amount of you did this to yourself, because he could have told the timeout before the inbounds in other than a half-hearted fashion, right? Like, so
yeah,
that's on him.
No, I'm not saying Philadelphia was robbed. Right. These things happen. It's the heat of the moment in a playoff game. They should have won that game.
All right. So before I talk about the games that unfolded last night, big picture, Jeffrey, we were talking about bucket lists and whether the teams we root for will ever win a championship and all of that stuff. And Jeffrey made the point that watching the playoffs, it seems less daunting, the idea of winning a championship. Denver's obviously magnificent and they have the best player in the world, but it's not this collection of superstars on a team that's crushing everybody. Does it seem less daunting to you?
I think what's interesting about it right now, and we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but yeah. If you project out like the first round.
Yeah.
And I wrote a column of sort of a Grizzlies-centric playoff preview. Maybe I'll do a Grizzlies-centric playoff check-in when right. sort of the first round wraps up. But I was thinking about this morning. There have been 10 players. There are 10 active NBA players who have either won a regular season or a Finals MVP. Like the top of the top.
Yeah.
And I'm including the Finals MVP because I want Kawhi Leonard on this list because I think he needs to be on this list because he's the same tier of player. Of those 10, there's a very good chance. In fact, it could be only one. I'm going to say Milwaukee beats the Pacers. But I think there's a very good chance only two of those 10 players are going to be in the second round of the playoffs, Nikola Jokic and Giannis. And to me, what's real key about that is if the Clippers lose, the real sort of core four of this generation of sort of the oldest generation of active players
right.
is LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. Those are the four players who dominated their generation of basketball.
Right.
And we're seeing a generational change, I think, in this playoffs. You know, the Grizzlies lost as the higher seed to two of those players in the last 2 years, to LeBron, to Steph. I don't think that's going to happen to a team in this playoffs in the same situation. Is it because those teams are better than the Grizzlies were those past 2 years? Maybe. But I think it's because those players are yet another year or another 2 years older. And I think the generational tipping point is happening right now in these playoffs. And it's not being replaced, to your point, by a team that's got multiple elite players. It's teams that have one and then good supporting cast or maybe good supporting cast, you know. When you think about the next generation, the dominant players who are sort of approaching 30, like the current, like the players who replaced LeBron, Steph, KD, Kawhi, essentially are Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. Those are the players who have dominated in the last 3 or 4 years, dominating the current moment. Like they're separated, you know. Those guys aren't teaming up, and they're generally not teaming up with anyone who's close to their level. I mean, Dame is sort of the closest you get, maybe. He's a little past his prime. Maxey, sort of similar to a younger Dame. But those aren't top 10 players.
So, yeah, I think that's right. And it's the question then, though, is that in terms of if the aspiration is for the Grizzlies to win a title, you still have maybe those best players in the world will be replaced by Jokic and then Wemby and then, you know, and then you're still... whereas the Celtics, they don't really have one of the best players in the world. And are they the favorites to win the title now? I don't know, Jeffrey. Are they the favorites? Are they the betting favorites? Maybe, you know, is it... What the Celtics are doing... Like, that feels like what the Grizzlies could do.
It feels like, and you can even include, I mean, Denver may win back-to-back, we'll see. But you even, it feels like the current moment and the next few years coming up is less daunting to break through than it was during the real peak of that LeBron, right. Durant, Curry, Kawhi era. I think that's true. I feel like you don't have to be quite as super elite as a team right now, and maybe the next few years, we'll see how things develop. But that's the way it feels. I agree, which gives more hope to a Memphis, to an Oklahoma City with, you know, one seed in the West. And I know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might finish second in the MVP vote this year.
Right.
He is not on the level of those four players from that older generation, or those three players from this current. He's a step down from that, I think.
And do we think that's just? Do we think that's the tax working the way it's supposed to work, or do we think it's the disposition of players and the way that it's
sort of... I think it seems to be there are fewer teams pursuing that, like, let's gang up strategy, probably partly because of tax reasons. And you know, that may be part of it, yeah. I think there are fewer teams sort of trying to pursue that. And the team most recently that did is Phoenix, and that's headed in a bad direction right now.
All right, and that gets us to, well, we'll start with that one. The T-Wolves, listen, when you get Karl Anthony Towns with 12 points and Anthony Edwards with 15, they're just a better, deeper team right now.
Yeah, I just misread that series. A lot of people think Phoenix. I was one of them. That was just a total misread. I thought Durant and Booker were well-equipped to thrive even against the Minnesota's elite defense for stylistic reasons. And instead, it's been the other way. It's that Minnesota, set aside Gobert, who's been great, but Minnesota has the size and physicality defensively on the perimeter to slow those guys down. And they haven't stepped up. And to me, in that series, you know, they're going back home. We'll see what happens in Phoenix. But to me, Booker and Durant got to be putting up 30 each at the same time in this series. And I thought they were capable of that. They probably are, but it's not happening. And it has to happen. It has to be those two guys going large at the same time. Bradley Beal is just a guy at this point.
He is just like a guy. Right.
I mean, that was a terrible, terrible decision by Phoenix to bring on him and his salary. They should have gone a different direction and looked for more depth and toughness around Durant and Booker than going out and just, you know, doubling down on what they already had with a lesser, you know, chucker like that. It was a bad decision.
Speaking of Gobert, I don't know if you saw the Athletic's NBA survey earlier in the week. And they surveyed 150 or something NBA players and asked them a series of questions. And the most overrated player, Dylan, was fourth.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But Rudy was one. Is Rudy overrated or just disliked?
He's just disliked. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
I think this idea that players know better and players recognize. It's
just right.
We know that this is not always true. We know from listening to former players who are announcers that this is not always true.
Right.
That they
right.
have their own kind of biases and prejudices and whatever that sometimes, you know, lead them astray. And whatever their issue is with Rudy Gobert, they're just wrong.
You do believe, though, that they were right, that James Johnson is still the one you don't want to fight and Steve Adams is number two.
Yeah. That seems sound.
All right. So T-Wolves, Suns. You mentioned the Mavs. Mavs, Clippers. What'd you make of that one?
Yeah, I think Dallas, for whatever reason, just didn't come out ready to go in game one.
Right.
And they seemed a little bit more ready to go in game two. And they were the better team down the stretch, which sometimes can be misleading. But they had the best player. Unless Kawhi, you know, coming off this injury, becomes peak Kawhi.
Right.
Unless that happens, the best player in this series is Luka. And so I think this may be the series most likely to go six or seven games. So who knows? But I picked Dallas before the series, and you know, I feel good about that, pretty good about that, just because I think Luka is that guy. And so I think, you know, good win by Dallas.
Kawhi hadn't played in 23 days and goes 0-5 from 3. And then Pacers, Bucks, that one felt like I'm not sure that the Pacers were unprepared to play the Bucks in the first game, but maybe they were a little overawed in the first game because they were not offensively what they were. But without Giannis, you know, Siakam did what they brought him in to do.
It'll be the Giannis thing will be interesting in terms of how long they're willing to wait to try to get him back out there. I feel like Milwaukee can definitely win that series without Giannis, but they can definitely lose that series without Giannis. And so, you know, how ready is he? How, you know, is it a situation where, you know, you wait till you're down in a series and see if you can keep stringing along and buy more time? But I got to think that if that series ends up getting to 6 games or whatever, we see Giannis show up in this series
at some point. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. This would be a great time to get to Oak Hall. Today's at least when I walked in here. We're in a studio. We have no windows or whatever else. But it was gorgeous when I walked in. And yesterday after work, I was hanging out on my porch. This is the perfect time to go in and get your spring and summer beautiful clothing at Oak Hall. Yeah, I walked in there the other day. And what's to the left there? Swimwear. How about that? Swimwear. You're going to the beach. You're going to the backyard pool. Get beautiful new swimwear. But it's Peter Millar. They've got the Peter Millar shop right there. They've got the Faraday shop right there. They've got Cricket. Cricket has fun shirts that are like they've got a pickleball shirt that's just adorable, a pickleball shirt. It's new sport coats. I got a new sport coat for my wedding, and it is springy and beautiful. And I'm telling you, it is. You walk on in there, and the clothes are beautiful, and the people are the most gracious and helpful you can imagine. There's a reason that store has been here as long as it has. Most cities don't even have a store like Oak Hall any longer. So this would be a perfect time. This week or this weekend to get in and see our friends at Oak Hall. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Sam Hardiman's going to join us. He's going to talk to us about FedEx Forum, about the proposed tax increase for the mayor, about what else is going on in the city. Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. We'll do that next. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, The Players, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, The Teams, Bears, Pats, Titans, Saints, Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, The Gabe Kuhn Show, the 2024 NFL Draft First Round Full Coverage, and Live Picks on Thursday night, April 25th, beginning at 6 p.m., right after The Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NFL Station.
Just part of week to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like, losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P560-33, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, you can't let it cry.
If you're getting something framed, I got the place for you. Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue. It's that time. Listen, it's people are graduating. You got diplomas. You got sports memorabilia. You got photos. Whatever it is, you walk on in there. You can buy a frame if you want, but you can. What they really specialize in is custom framing. And you walk on in there, put the stuff on the counter, and say, "Make this beautiful. Preserve this memory, so we'll have it forever." That's what they do at Frame Corner. It's FrameCornerMemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. Joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. Read his stuff over at the Daily Memphian. So, Sam, a couple, I see the new, one bit of news is that Fayette County may be getting a Buc-ee's. Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's?
I have been to a Buc-ee's. I quite like Buc-ee's. Their brisket sandwich is delightful. I will not be getting. I'm not so into Buc-ee's that I'm going to be getting merch. Like, I think it gets a little weird when you begin to buy merch for a store. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like that becomes a little bit too much like worshiping consumption to me.
But you've been to Buc-ee's and you find it to be. You won't. Will you drive out of your way to go to a Buc-ee's?
No, I mean, but if I am like passing a Buc-ee's and I like
I'm hungry.
You're hungry and like I will make that choice, right? Like, but like I'm not gonna like go out of my way. Like on a road trip, like I'm sort of like a forced march road tripper. Like we go hard, we go fast,
really?
We go early. So yeah, we're not going out of the way for anything.
I've now changed. I used to be like that, and then I decided, particularly if it's a trip that is going to be 12 hours or 10 hours or what, I've now assumed I'm going to waste my day anyway. So I might as well be leisurely about it. And so I've changed. It used to be, try to view as few stops as possible, that kind of thing. Now I've changed. We can change, Sam, as we go through our lives. Second question, since before I get to taxes, because I know everyone wants to hear about taxes, Pats, tomorrow, are you down with May? Are you picking the quarterback? At number three, staying put and taking the quarterback?
As I've said before, I am so skeptical of first-round quarterbacks. If we had
you wouldn't do it.
I just feel like this is going
Tom
to be...
Tom Brady's ruined y'all.
Tom
y'all really
Brady
think, like...
ruined. You think someone's going to magically appear in the sixth round to be your quarterback?
I mean, maybe he has ruined me, but I've also just like been watching the Jets for years, and like Zach Wilson stunk, Sam Darnold stunk. They just did it like every like one got to the end of the rookie deal, and they did it again. Like, is that the cycle that I'm about to be in? I'm not eager to begin that cycle.
11 of the 14 starting quarterbacks in the playoffs this year were all first rounders.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
And it's not just Tom Brady ruined y'all. It's also like, well, we took Mac Jones. He's a first rounder. That was the COVID draft. That whole draft is completely, to me, like
an
outlier.
Imagine if the Bills had sworn off quarterbacks after that Florida State dude. What's his name again?
E.J. Manuel.
E.J. Manuel. So we went through the cycle with E.J. Manuel and the Tulane dude. What's his name?
J.P. Losman.
And J.P. Losman. And didn't take a stab at Josh Allen. He was going to stink, too. He was inaccurate. I knew that. Everyone said that. So, anyway, it'll be interesting, Sam. Okay, on to taxes. 75 cent. The mayor yesterday proposed a 75 cent tax increase. I know this because I read it in your story and in Bill Dries' story. That seems big to me.
It's very large. I mean, and for everyone, when we're talking about cents, we're talking about a cent on the per $100 assessed value on your property tax rate, and 1 cent to the city of Memphis citywide is $1.4 million. So 75 cents is the city coming and trying to essentially get $105 million in revenue.
Now, the mayor said, could this be correct, that if you have a $100,000 home, you now pay $675 and it'll go to $863 in taxes. So if you have a $200,000 home, you double that. Instead of being up $188, you're up $72 or something like that. Doing math on the air here. So that's what it is. And I will say, I read your breakdown of this. It seemed kind of like he presented three different budgets, and even the bare bones budget, there's a $53.1 million shortfall, even if you go have the bare bones budget?
Yeah, so that's right, Jeff. And to explain this to people, the city of Memphis is looking at bare bones. This means no new spending. Employees are not getting raises. Like, we're talking like really the status quo. What you get today is what you get tomorrow.
Yeah.
The city of Memphis is proposing $835 million. The problem the city of Memphis is facing is that they are only projecting $781 million in revenue. And unlike the federal government, municipal and state governments have to balance their budget. And so you either raise taxes, you either cut expenses down to get to your revenue number, or you go raid the rainy day fund. And Paul Young, Memphis Mayor Paul Young, does not want to go raid his rainy day fund.
How big is the rainy day fund? Do you know the answer
to
that?
As I flee our boss's office because there's hammering going on above me.
You. I was wondering.
As I flee, our rainy day fund right now is about $100 million, the city of Memphis is, and that's unrestricted. There are other portions of the rainy day fund that are already allocated for and you can't touch. But what you could touch is $100 million.
Yeah, only once, though, and then it's gone, right? Why are you $53.1 million short? I obviously knew because the revenue doesn't meet the expenses, but what is it about the expenses that has put us in this situation?
Well, for example, and we wrote about this and we discussed it last week, you know, the city of Memphis just had to fill a $10 million hole in the current year's budget because the city essentially did not account for 100 firefighters being hired and having to pay them over the course of the fiscal year. So that's another $10 million in this coming fiscal year. The city also expanded eligibility to the defined benefit pension plan last year, and they gave police officers and firefighters a raise on top of that. And so when you expand their eligibility and say you can now be on the defined benefit pension plan and we're raising your salary, that increases the amount of money you have to set aside for their future pension. And that went up by $14 million.
And then the COVID money wasn't coming in, too. You mentioned that, too.
Exactly. Last week, and you can read more articles about this on the Daily Memphian because we covered it ad nauseum over the weekend, and thanks all that read because they were quite well read. That money's drying up. That money no longer exists, essentially. And so the city is essentially for years would have faced the budget hole but for that COVID money. And now the COVID money doesn't exist. And so you really have all of these same problems that the city's had, but you don't have federal money bailing you out, which you had for really most of the past 4 years.
So it feels like it's interesting. Like, here's the is it typical to do the bare bones budget, the mid-level budget, or the, like it's like I'm buying a new car. You know, I can get it. Do I want the warmer seats? Do I want the like? What do I? Is it typical? Because he gave a bare bones budget a. You know, here's a little cushion budget, and then we can actually buy some stuff budget.
Yeah, I think that this mayor is a little different from the previous mayor. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland really focused on keeping revenue flat, essentially not revenue flat, but did not want to raise taxes. That was antithetical to Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland when he was in office. And Memphis Mayor Paul Young is essentially saying, I need to change the status quo in the city, and I need revenue to do that. And really what it comes down to, the gist of your question, Jeff, is what does the Memphis City Council think? Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that make this decision. Their main power, besides sitting up there every other Tuesday, essentially, is to be the funding body for the city of Memphis. And they will decide what path they want to choose. Paul Young can offer them all the plans he wants, and if they don't like those plans, they can tear them up and start fresh. And so I think what you see when he's offering these three paths, if he's trying to show them, okay, this is what you get for this much tax money, this is what you get for this much of a tax hike, et cetera. And so it's really sort of giving as much context as he can to the city council before they make these decisions.
He links this, by the way, at least in the stories that I read, he links this to some extent to crime. Like, if we want a safer city, we need to spend more money. And yet it didn't feel like much of the money was actually, like, five in the luxurious budget, the more amply funded budget, there was $5 million for midnight basketball. But it didn't feel like there was a lot of this money that was going into, he links it to crime, but it didn't feel like a lot of it was devoted to the extras were crime-oriented.
Right, and so I think a little bit of context here is crucial. Like, the city of Memphis budget, most of that, the majority, is swallowed up by public safety. It's swallowed up by police and fire, essentially, those two departments. And so, like, he's also offering a 3% raise to employees, which would go to police and fire, and that's public safety. But the argument that the mayor is making, you know, beyond the crime and punishment side of public safety, and he said this, I'm not sure I'm quoting verbatim here, but during his budget speech yesterday, if we do not find things for these kids to do, they will find things to do. And those things will maybe be bad, right? And he referenced the mass shooting that we had in Orange Mound the other night, right? Like, he is essentially saying, yeah, $5 million for expanded community center hours, midnight basketball, and people can get on the internet and say, why are we giving these kids midnight basketball? Well, I guess the option is, and I'm not saying that this is the only binary choice, right? But, like, are kids out there being hooligans and stealing cars and stealing the guns that are in the cars? Or maybe are they on the basketball court getting some positive mentorship and, you know, working together as a team? And that, you know, that's easier said than done, right? Like, you know, just because you have midnight basketball doesn't mean it's going to be a panacea right away. Right, it's a what the mayor is trying to talk about is he's trying to have the both and conversation is what he calls it, the both and conversation of yes, we need to punish people, we need to lock people up, but we also need to give kids things to do so that 12 and 13 year olds aren't turning into 16 and 17 and 18 year olds that are doing the bad things on the street.
Well, it was interesting even reading the story about the mass shooting. The parks director said, because I gather it was an unpermitted gathering at this park, and the parks director basically said, we don't have enough people to, like, be checking on every park to see what's going on at every park all the time. What they actually do is they tend to check, as at least the story said, they check on the permitted gatherings to make sure they're whatever, but if someone decides to have there's not necessarily enough spare people floating around that they can be watching every park at all times.
Right. I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, there are 150 plus parks in the city of Memphis. I mean, there's a ton of green space, and there's a ton, like, this is a sprawling city of 300 plus square miles. Nick Walker, the parks director, was saying he has 6 park rangers for those 150 parks.
Right.
Like, okay. That's like trying to guard the Canadian border with a couple of Mounties. Like, seriously, like, it's very difficult. And so, like, It is a thing. I mean, like, for example, I was playing Pine Hill Golf Course this past weekend.
Yeah.
And when you're on the 14th hole, you're right by the playground on the other side of the fence. There is an unpermitted gathering going on there, you know, drinking marijuana, et cetera. And, like, you know, that no one's there watching that. Like, there's no room to watch that. And that's really what the city is facing.
So the Chamber of Commerce has already come out and said, no, thank you. We do not need a tax increase. It will be bad for growth. There are projects that we're trying to bring to the city, and people don't want to come to a place where there's higher taxes. So this will face opposition, right? And by the way, I'm going to admire, you've got the hammering at the beginning of the radio spot, and now you've got a train that you've got a duck. It's very impressive, what you're dealing with over there.
Thank you. I mean, the Clark Tower, you know, our new office space is
near the tracks. Yeah, it's got a lot.
Yeah, it's got a lot. Yeah, I mean, what were you even asking me, Jeff?
Oh, I was asking, Chamber of Commerce has already come out and opposed this. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, that is sort of, you know, par for the course, right? I mean, that is what the Chamber of Commerce, you know, I would be hard pressed to find a Chamber of Commerce in the country that would support a tax increase, right? It's not so surprising, so to speak. And look, that's very possible. I would also posit that, you know, some of these projects that Memphis is in the pipeline for would be maybe eligible for tax incentives when they come, right? So are they really going to be paying full freight taxes anyway if they were to come to Memphis? And look, it's a double-edged sword. Like, when you're raising revenue, do you want to chase your tax base out of town because of your, you know, raising taxes? Like it's a real balance. And the mayor answered that question yesterday and said, like, look, I'm trying to make Memphis a more investable place, but it's a balance I have to strike.
Right.
Because I don't want to chase people away.
Separate news, the two bills that would complete the public funding of the Fenix Forum renovations passed. Earlier this week, you had the story over at the Daily Memphian. What really was remarkable to me was how sort of quiet and uneventful it appeared at the end, having the wrangling that we have had, we haven't gotten to the finish line because there still has to be a lease, but this is now done. Is that the idea? Like, the public funding is done?
Yes, the public funding is, as I know it, done. Essentially, there is now a path to $550+ million in public tax dollars to go to the renovations of FedEx Forum. And essentially what made it so quiet at the end is once, you know, the sort of wrangling here stopped, I think everyone in Nashville, by Nashville, I mean, you know, statewide legislators here, they sort of looked at, okay, they just want to reallocate their own hotel motel tax, like their own being Memphis and Shelby County. Well, that doesn't really affect us that much.
Right.
You know, so, okay, well, let it happen. Okay, that's how you're going to finish the funding? Because, like, there was a chance earlier this spring that the city of Memphis was going to go up there and ask for a raise of the hotel motel tax above the statutory limit at the state, and that would have been laughed out of town. So, like, essentially, you know, this was the viable solution that all the parties settled on, and once the sort of wrangling and the fighting over where in the sandbox this was going to come from got done, you know, to be honest, I think everybody outside of Memphis didn't really care, and we're like, okay, go ahead.
And now there's the matter of the lease, right?
Now there is the matter of the lease, which is an important document, and we got a ways to go on that.
Sam, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. You can read his stuff over at the Daily Memphian. Follow him on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they are having a massive loose diamond event. It's the store that I go to. It's the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended. Lowest prices on hundreds of loose natural diamonds. So if you're thinking about getting engaged, all shapes, all sizes, all cuts, all clarity, all budget. And Howie is absolutely obsessed with brilliant, brilliant, brilliant diamonds. And right now, by the way, during this event, it's Thursday through Saturday, at that one location, the one on Perkins Extended, 0% interest for 60 months or 20% off. So there you go. You walk in there, you pick out your stunning, beautiful diamond. That's, you know, whether it's for a diamond stud earring or for an engagement ring. You can have either 20% off or 0% interest for 60 months. It's Thursday through Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place.
Memphis' sports station. Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio was free, bruh.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE75620, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealers.com.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX Front Wheel Drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks, too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match five or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's Soup, and more. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The road to the NBA Finals starts right now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. That's win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on assists or three-pointers individually, made in a game, over-under point totals, first basket score, always like Anthony Edwards from Minnesota, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Again, place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose, to use for the playoffs. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like Hickory Barbecue and Cheesy Baja. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right. Over at FanDuel, you can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every single weekend of the NBA playoffs. What that means is place the same-game parlay on any playoff matchup. If you win, you win. If you don't win, you get bonus bets back. So there you go. Bonus bets back if you don't win. It's win-win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more over at FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. So, Jeffrey, we got 1 day till the NFL draft. And we haven't talked about it nearly enough today. Not nearly enough today. Do you believe the Pats will? Like, it feels like the Pats are entertaining trading now.
It feels like, I don't know. Like, I think they're kind of seeing what's out there. But I still go back to Kraft. And Kraft has basically said, we got to make sure we get a franchise quarterback.
All right, well, so then Arizona, we've talked a lot about whether they're going to trade down or not. They are open for business. The next one, though, I was reading today, Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers really may well trade down. There's a bunch of tackles in this draft. The fact is that the most offensive players that have ever been played is 19. In 68, 04, and 09, 19 offensive players were drafted. You could easily top that this year.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterbacks.
Receivers.
Tackles. Yeah. And then there's a couple of centers, guard. Sure. There's a tight end, obviously, right?
Yes.
So Chargers could trade back is another one. And then there's some thought, I was reading today, that your Giants like Drake May. Have you read that?
Yeah, so that's the over at ESPN.
Yeah.
So the question was whether or not the Giants, they also, I think they've tipped their hand. I think they also really like Penix. But the bigger question for me is...
Well, they're not taking Penix there. Six, right? They're six?
Well, that was the...
You think they might just...
That was the ESPN scuttlebutt today. This was Dan Graziano of ESPN.
But first they talked about him moving up to get Drake May, didn't they?
Correct. The Giants have been tough to get a handle on. A month ago, many in the league believed their favorite quarterback in the class was McCarthy. If that were true, things have changed. The rumblings early this week, Giants guy is May. I've been told...
He looks a little like Josh Allen. Same GM for the Bills.
He looks too much like you-know-who.
Right.
He who must not be named.
Right.
I've been told the Giants and Vikings are the two teams that have been the most active in discussions with the Patriots about the number three pick, and that if Washington takes Daniels at number two, the Giants would be very interested in trading up to number three for May. I've also been told in recent days the Giants like Penix and might even be willing to take him as high as number six. There's a lot of chatter flying around, but what is clear is the Giants have done significant work on the quarterbacks and are very open, if not desperate.
You can sort of see, like, if you're the GM there, it buys you more time if you got a young quarterback.
Maybe.
Or it sinks you if you don't.
But the Tishes and the Maras are, remember I've told you, they're like low-key, really bad owners. Also, though, it would make sense. It's like, I think the Giants as an organization are just very dumb sports brain-wise. Like, Daniel Jones, well, he paid for David Cutcliffe. He looks like Eli Manning. Let's take him. Well, the Duke quarterback didn't work out, but that's because it's Duke. That's not a football program. Let's go over to that real football program and let's get the North Carolina quarterback.
The truth matters. It's just, as we discussed, it's just really hard. You know, you look at the Trevor Lawrence draft. They've all been, let's be honest, he's been kind of disappointing.
Yeah. And
given what he was expected to be, you'd take him. You'd 100% take him.
Yes. Yes.
But then that same ESPN story says Penix, Falcons at eight.
I think what I'm really curious about is, does Penix go higher than expected? Because having watched so much college football, I think clearly to me, Penix is the fourth quarterback. Like, I think there's a clear logic behind Caleb being one, Daniels being two, May being three. But when you get into that next tier, I do not understand how Penix isn't the fourth option. And oftentimes what happens is we start going through all these, you know, dramatic turns and twists, and then you just kind of wind up with what makes the most sense. And to me, right, that actually makes sense.
Meanwhile, Bruce Feldman has a piece up, sort of anonymous scouts talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And so what do? They trash Caleb Williams, right? Like, not really saying they wouldn't take him, but just all the off-the-field stuff. You know, all the, he cried, paints his fingernails, all that.
Scouts,
he's a me guy.
Scouts also tend to skew older.
Right.
And you can see where there's just such a generational divide.
He sits off the bench all by himself. He, you know, whatever else. So there's that. But then the other interesting thing was consensus of the scouts he talked to, Malik Nabers, receiver number one in this class.
So you could talk me into a universe where Malik Nabers ends up having...
Is it just some because Harrison didn't work out, partly, too? Like, is it...
No, I think it's because Harrison doesn't...
He's more explosive.
Correct. I think in the end, it's kind of the difference between, like, Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald. Like,
right,
both are awesome receivers.
But who terrifies you?
Correct.
Malik Nabers is more apt to terrify you.
Correct.
And so, well, that's fascinating because... you know, you certainly hadn't heard much of that. If so, the Cardinals not.
I think the Cardinals. I think
Cardinals are taking the shirt. They take Harris.
100%. It does feel like in the end, Harrison's got the way lower floor. Or way higher floor, bigger part. Way higher floor.
Tomorrow, NFL draft. What's coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Adam Chernoff is going to join them at 12:25. Norton Hurd will talk some basketball with them at 1:25. David Cobb's going to join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey today at 2:40. Gabe returns today, and he will be joined by Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Our work's...
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors' spring sales event and get thunderstruck with 43 mpg highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, 28 3 $350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip. $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike. Online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse, RZO342249, MSRP 29350, Outlander, RZO43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio, but where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Loose diamond and bridal event going on this weekend at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. Plus, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com this weekend on Perkins Extended across from Laurelwood.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.